Hello, and welcome to this GCSE Further Mathematics Study Session. I'm so glad you're here. Today we're diving into one of the most powerful topics in the specification, sequences. Now I know what you might be thinking. Sequences sound complicated, but trust me, by the end of our time together, you'll not only understand them, you'll actually enjoy working with them. Sequences appear everywhere in mathematics and in real life, from the spiral patterns in sunflower seeds to the way bacteria populations grow, from calculating loan repayments to predicting future trends. And here's the exciting part. OCR GCSE Further Mathematics takes sequences beyond what you learned in standard GCSE. We're talking quadratic sequences, geometric progressions, limiting values, and recurrence relations. This is where mathematics gets really interesting. So grab a pen and paper if you can, get comfortable, and let's unlock the secrets of sequences together. Let's start with the fundamentals. A sequence is simply an ordered list of numbers following a specific rule. Each number in the sequence is called a term, and we use the notation U sub n to represent the nth term. That little subscript n is your position number, so 1 sub 1 is the first term, U sub 2 is the second term, and so on. Now, in further mathematics, you need to master three main types of sequences, and each has its own personality, if you will. First up, arithmetic sequences. These are the friendly, predictable ones. Each term increases or decreases by the same fixed amount, which we call the common difference, usually written as d. The formula you absolutely must know is u sub n equals a plus n minus 1 times d. Here, a is your first term, so if you have a sequence starting at 5 and going up by 3 each time, that's 5, 8, 11, 14, your nth term formula would be u sub n equals 5 plus 3 times n minus 1, which simplifies to 3n plus 2. Simple, right? Now let's level up to quadratic sequences. This is where further mathematics really distinguishes itself. Quadratic sequences have a squared term in their formula. Something like u sub n equals 2n minus squared plus 3n minus 1. The key to recognizing these is the second difference. Let me explain. When you write out the sequence and find the differences between consecutive terms, those are your first differences. If you then find the differences between those differences, you get the second differences. And here's the magic. If those second differences are constant, you've got a quadratic sequence. Here's the method examiners love to see. If your second difference is, say, 4, then the coefficient of n squared in your formula is 4 divided by 2, which is 2. So your formula starts with 2n minus squared. Then you subtract 2n minus squared from each term in the original sequence to create a new linear sequence, and you find the nth term of that. It sounds complex, but with practice, it becomes second nature. And trust me, this method will earn you full marks every single time. The third type is geometric sequences, and these are the dramatic ones. They grow or shrink exponentially. Instead of adding the same amount each time, you multiply by a constant value called the common ratio, written as r. The formula is u sub n equals a times r to the power of n minus 1. So if you start with 3 and multiply by 2 each time, that's 3, 6, 12, 24, 48. Your formula is u sub n equals 3 times 2 to the power of n minus 1. Now here's where it gets really interesting. Geometric sequences can converge or diverge. If the common ratio r is between negative 1 and positive 1, so its absolute value is less than 1, the sequence converges towards 0 as n approaches infinity. If r is greater than 1, the sequence diverges to infinity, and if r is less than negative 1, it oscillates wildly. Understanding this behavior is crucial for those limiting value questions. One more thing, recurrence relations. These define each term based on previous terms. For example, u sub n plus 1 equals 2 times u sub n plus 3, with u sub 1 equals 5. This means the second term is 2 times 5 plus 3, which is 13. The third term is 2 times 13 plus 3, which is 29, and so on. These can get tricky, but the key is to work systematically and show every step. Right, let's talk strategy. This is where candidates lose marks unnecessarily, and I want you to avoid these pitfalls. First, the most common mistake with quadratic sequences, forgetting to have the second difference. I've seen this cost students marks time and time again. The second difference tells you what 2a is, not what a is. So you must divide by 2 to get the coefficient of n squared. Write it down explicitly. Second difference equals 4, therefore coefficient of n squared equals 4 divided by 2 equals 2. That clear working earns you the method mark, even if you make an error later. Second mistake, confusing the position n with the value u sub n. If a question asks, is 100 a term in this sequence? You need to set your nth term formula equal to 100 and solve for n. If n comes out as a positive integer, then yes, 100 is in the sequence. If n is negative or a decimal, then no, it isn't. Candidates often mix this up and write the wrong conclusion. Third, not verifying your nth term formula. Always, always substitute n equals 1, n equals 2, and n equals 3 back into your formula to check it generates the original sequence. This takes 30 seconds and could save you 4 or 5 marks. Fourth, limiting values. When a question asks for the value a sequence approaches as n tends to infinity, you must use the correct mathematical language. Write as n approaches infinity, or use the arrow notation. Just calculating a large term like U/100 won't earn you the communication mark. And finally, exact answers. If you see the word exact in a question about geometric sequences, that's your cue to leave your answer as a surd or fraction. Don't round to a decimal. Examiners are very strict about this. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll give you a few seconds after each question to think. Question 1. What is the formula for the nth term of an arithmetic sequence? The answer is U/n equals a plus n minus 1 times d. Question 2. How do you find the coefficient of n squared in a quadratic sequence? You find the second difference and divide it by 2. Question 3. What is the formula for the nth term of a geometric sequence? It's U/n equals a times r to the power of n minus 1. Question 4. If the common ratio r in a geometric sequence is 0.5, does the sequence converge or diverge? It converges to 0 because the absolute value of r is less than 1. Question 5. What must you always do after finding an nth term formula? Verify it by substituting n equals 1, 2, and 3 to check it generates the original sequence. How did you do? If you got all 5, brilliant. If not, go back and review those concepts. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered arithmetic sequences with their constant common difference, quadratic sequences with their constant second difference, and geometric sequences with their common ratio. We've talked about convergence and divergence, recurrence relations, and the critical importance of showing clear, systematic working. Remember, sequences, questions, and OCR further mathematics are worth significant marks, and they reward methodical thinking. Use the difference method for quadratics. Always verify your formulas and communicate your reasoning clearly. Practice is everything. The more sequences you work through, the more patterns you'll recognize. Thank you so much for listening. Keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, mathematics is a skill you build, not a talent you're born with. You've got this. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next session.